Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
On September 29th, her royal airship Ashanti and the Midwest Black Speculative Fiction Alliance will be hosting a jazz concert at Withrow High School to celebrate 20 years of the popular anime series Cowboy Bebop. The concert benefits Melodic Connections, an organization dedicated to teaching people with special needs through the power of music. Aisha Little, co-founder of the Midwest Black Speculative Fiction Alliance, came by to talk about the event. We spoke about the concert, the band, the show, as well as the role of people of color in science fiction and in cosplay. Aisha Little, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I just wondered if you could just maybe introduce yourself and tell me how you're involved with this event.
Well, I am the co-founder of the Midwest Black Speculative Fiction Alliance here in Cincinnati. We do a number of programs that pertain to the genres that fall under speculative fiction. So if there are Black people who are into those things, we are trying to find them, seek them out, invite them to our programs. Also promote creators, Black creators who write, who create under any of those genres that would fall under speculative fiction. So steampunk, sword and soul, fantasy, Afrofuturism, all of those types of things.
I'm glad you mentioned that because it's not just limited to the written word, but I wonder if you could give me just a refresher on exactly what Afrofuturism is and what it's all about.
So Afrofuturism is how Black people see themselves in the future. What does that look like? That could be anything from people who write books and interpret what the future will look like for African Americans. It could be different types of music, which you've talked to a couple of my members before, Napoleon and Mildred, about how Afrofuturism pertains to music. So it's really exploring how Black people will perceive themselves in the future under any type of art form. So painting, music, it could really be anything.
For me, when I hear the term Afrofuturism, it brings to mind images of like George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic and the Mothership and that whole sort of
Definitely.
Imagery. That's just one small part of it though, right?
Yes.
Sun Ra, yes, absolutely. And then how does this all connect to Cowboy Bebop? And what is Cowboy Bebop?
Cowboy Bebop is an anime, which anime is a particular type of style of animation, storytelling that comes out of Japan. Cowboy Bebop is a story of this group of characters who are bounty hunters. So they are bounty hunters in the year 3041, I believe. I would have to double check that. But cowboys are what they call bounty hunters in the future. The Bebop is the ship that they travel on. So the owner of the ship is a very big fan of jazz. So he named his ship after a particular genre of jazz known as Bebop.
Meaning Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, that kind of stuff.
Yes, he's a huge fan of Charlie Parker.
And then as bounty hunters, who are they seeking?
They are basically looking for any type of criminals. If there's a reward related to capturing any criminals that the police are looking for. So they have a whole different set of how they value money. It's called Wulongs. So they're looking for those big fish to bring in to net the most Wulong. So it's basically, if you've ever seen Firefly, it's kind of a cartoon version almost of Firefly. They're just trying to survive and stay together and just live on.
And I know that the characters, they form this sort of beloved team that the show has gathered a tremendous fan following. And then, like you mentioned, there's the music. The music is just almost an essential part of the story itself.
It is. If you think about the characters, they are almost like a quintet, a jazz quintet. Everybody kind of has their part to play. And so the soundtrack is very essential to some of the storylines. It's an amazing soundtrack. And since we are coming up on the 20th anniversary, the 20th anniversary of it being released in Japan happened back in April. We, the groups that I am a part of, we just wanted to pay tribute to such a great show and such a great soundtrack.
And how are you doing this?
We will be having a jazz tribute concert to the show, to the music of the show, on September 29th at Withrow High School.
So tell me, who is in this band, the collection of musicians involved?
Trumpeter Mike Wade, who is a local trumpeter. I think a lot of people will know Mike. They've seen him play around town. He has put together a stellar roster of musicians from Cincinnati, Columbus, and Dayton to play the music from the show.
And then there's also an involvement with a group called Her Royal Airship Ashanti.
Midwest BSFA is partnering with Airship Ashanti to bring this concert to life. Airship Ashanti is a local steampunk group. Members of both of the organizations are big fans of anime, and Cowboy Bebop, for a number of our members, is just the pinnacle of anime for us. So to be able to pay tribute to such a great show and such a great soundtrack is just a dream come true for me. I know I've been thinking about doing this for about 3 years. I was going to an anime convention in 2015, driving back from that convention where I had picked up a CD of the soundtrack for Cowboy Bebop. And I was thinking, I would love to see a bunch of musicians play this music live. That would be amazing. So I really wanted to have that happen for my 40th birthday. It didn't happen, but year later, it's fine.
Now, this is very cool. How did you get into anime?
Oh, gosh. I used to watch Dragon Ball Z when my brother was in elementary school. I would watch it with him. And that time, I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know if this is really for me. I'm 10 years older than my brother. Mm. So, you know, he's in elementary school. I'm not really interested in this. I want the TV so that I can watch what I want to watch. But he was very particular about having to watch that show every day after school. So I would sit and watch with him, and that was kind of my introduction to it. When I got to college is when I started watching more of it. Cowboy Bebop was one of the first shows that I watched and really thought, this is not necessarily for children. It is something that children could watch, but it really is targeting an older audience. And the show has been kind of a gateway show for a lot of people over the last 20 years.
Well, and I know that anime has really proliferated. Channels like Netflix, for instance. I'm thinking of Sword Art Online and Soul Eater.
Sword Art Online, Soul Eater, Naruto, Bleach, My Hero Academia is the big one nowadays. It really has exploded here over the last 20 years or so. You know, before that, there were a lot of people who were amateur linguists trying to figure out how to translate that language from Japanese to English so that they could know what was being said during the show. Cowboy Bebop was one of the first shows that really kind of put the subs versus dubs to rest. They kind of proved that an English voice acting team could be as good as the original Japanese voice acting team. So some of it is still a little hit or miss, depends on, you know, what show you're looking for. But Cowboy Bebop continues to be the show that I will watch with the English voice actors. I'm a fan of subtitles. I like to watch with the Japanese voice actors reading the subtitles. But Cowboy Bebop and a handful of others are the few shows that I will I will watch with the English voice actors.
Regarding Afrofuturism and the Midwest Black Speculative Fiction Alliance, it brings to my mind the times I've gone to cons or other events like that, and frankly, people of color are vastly underrepresented. Is this an attempt to remedy that, or is this just sort of, hey, this is our own voice?
I feel like it's both. I feel like I know a lot of people who would love to go to conventions, but they look at pictures, they look at who's on the roster, and they kind of decide, maybe, I don't know if this is for me or not. Am I going to see people who look like me? Mm. So I partially attend conventions, and I do panels because I want to be able to show people this is all universal. Everyone can love these shows. They can love these particular genres. You can see yourself represented in it as a fan. You can also see yourself represented as a creator. I also do a lot of cosplay. Mm. So I don't necessarily look at, I can only cosplay these characters because these are the only characters that are Black. I just think about it as, I'm interested in this character. I like what this character represents, and I'm going to do it. And who's going to stop me?
Well, back to the concert. I feel like this is the type of event that can appeal to people who enjoy the show, Cowboy Bebop, or enjoy the genre of anime. But also, if you're completely unfamiliar with Cowboy Bebop in general, you can just go and really enjoy some great music.
Exactly. The music is made for jazz fans. I'm a huge jazz fan. I've been going to local shows for almost 15 years. So I've seen a number of the musicians that will be a part of the band. I'm also very interested in seeing them play this music from the show that I love so much. But even if you're unfamiliar with the show, you should be prepared for some great music.
And this whole event is geared toward helping out an organization called Melodic Connections. Could you tell me about that?
So Melodic Connections is a local charity that offers music therapy lessons to individuals with special needs. The organization has been around for 10 years ago this month. I was initially on the board of the charity, and it has been near and dear to my heart over the last 10 years. So whenever I have the opportunity to help that charity get more attention, get more money, I'm on it. I think it's very important as far as teaching individuals with special needs socialization. It can also be used as a part of a individual education plan. If there's something that they need to improve upon in school, music can connect them in a way that it just wouldn't if they didn't have it. So I really, really love the organization. And when we first started thinking about putting together this concert, I said, if we have a charity component, it has to be Melodic Connections. It just goes together so well.
Well, the event is September 29th at Withrow High School. If someone was interested in attending, how would they get tickets?
If you would like to get tickets for the show, you can go to 321letsjam.eventzilla.net. And you will also find some information on our Facebook invite that will tell you more about the musicians that will be playing during the show, as well as the charity that we are donating to.
Aisha Little, thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you.
My thanks to Aisha Little of the Midwest Black Speculative Fiction Alliance for stopping by to tell me more about the philanthropic jazz tribute to Cowboy Bebop. For links to tickets and more information, please visit wvxu.org/lx. Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and 91.7 WVXU. Today's episode was recorded and produced by me, Jim Nolan. And as always, thank you for listening. Until next time.